Hey, sexy people. It's D Sexy Wife here. Well, actually, it's after dark. Thank you for being so patient. And as you guys know, I took some time to revamp the podcast, to revamp the show. And if you've been following me on YouTube, you know this. And I just want to be honest because I have been getting some DMs. The reason I'm revamping the show is because writing the erotic bedtime stories, though I love it and though it turned me the fuck on, it just took up so much time trying to crank out three new stories and to read them so that they flow erotically and seductively. It was a lot of work. And so I was just like, you know what? What the fuck? Like, my own life is freaky the fuck enough. Trust me. And so now I'll just be telling real stories from my real life and real stories that people write into me about to say, like, hey, this freaky thing happened to me. Won't you talk about that too? And I absolutely will. So I said all of that to say, please continue writing in your stories. I will read them. I will share your stories. I will share your truth. I will share all of your freaky shit. And now I'll be talking more of my real life freaky shit. So, with that being said, are you ready for today's episode? This is real life, legit what happened to me this week. So along with you guys, I'm also living COVID-19, and I'm here in Cali, shelters in place, and you can't really do a whole lot, right? But one of the things that you can do and that you are encouraged to do is to get some type of physical exercise. And so my favorite thing to do is walk. Now, don't worry, trust you me. We will get to the freakiness of this story soon enough. But my favorite thing to do is to go for walks. And so I always make sure, I'm looking good and looking sexy because if somebody looks at me, I want it to make you have a better day. Like, legit, that's actually one of the reasons I care about what I look like. Because you can be having a shitty day, but once you see a woman with a pretty smile or some confidence, to me, that's the sexiest shit. It ain't about the titties and the ass. It's about your confidence. Then fuck, that turns me on. I like seeing it. So I get all cute with my exercise clothes on. I go for my walk, and then probably about a block into my walk, I started feeling this twitch in my vagina. And so I'm like, what the fuck? Like, do I reach my hand down and try and like take care of it on top of my tights? Like, do I kneel down like I'm trying to tie my shoe and slip my hand into my tights and under my panties and like give a quick push on that area to like calm it down? Like, what do I do? Because the intensity of the irritation is starting to grow. And I really think it was just my thong getting caught inside of one of my coochie lips. That's what I really think it was. But that is like the most annoying feeling, like having a reverse wedgie or something, or just having a regular wedgie. And it's like, how do I take this shit out? Or how do I like ease this irritation without being so obvious, right? So what do? I kept walking and I'm thinking through it and I'm trying to like walk differently, right? Like, throw your hip to the right, throw it to the left, open and act like you're stretching or do a squat. Like I'm trying so many things to stop the irritation of clearly my thong getting caught into the inside of one of my coochie lips. And it felt like it was tugging on a piece of hair, which is so weird, right? Because I keep my hair so low. So if I keep my hair so freaking low, why in the hizzle is it pinching me so? So eventually I said, you know what? I watch so much Asian porn, whether you guys know it or not. I watch a lot of Asian porn. And the thing I like about Asian porn is the pleasure through pain, through uncomfortableness, through being forced to go through something that you don't like, right? And I know some people is like, what the fuck? You like seeing people be forced? I really do. Because I also like being forced, you know? I like it when I'm shoved on his dick and forced to gag or thrown on the bed. I really do like that, right? So in my mind, I'm like, is there a way I can channel what I've been seeing in Asian porn where they deal with pain to become pleasure on this right now, right? Like, let's try this exercise and see, because if the shit works, I'm going to put it in a YouTube video, okay? Thank you to everybody that watches me on YouTube. And so I'm walking. I can feel immense irritation. I close my eyes and I... At this point, I'm like, how can I use this to my advantage, right? Like, clearly, I can't just put my hand in my pants because so many people are watching. Though I do like voyeurism, and that would be another story for another show. This instance was something different. It was about not removing the irritation, but how can you use irritation to your benefit, right? And so immediately I was like, don't think about it as irritation or vaginal friction. Think about it as somebody's hand, and their hand is pinching a certain area of my pussy, or imagine that their thumb is pressing so hard on my clit that it forces it to lay out to the left and the right. You know, like whenever you take your thumb and you press something and it kind of flattens it. Imagine that, and then move it really, really fast. Left, right, left, right. That is what I started imagining. And guess what, guys? It really worked. And this was the first time ever, the first time in my entire life. I mean, normally, I'm the one trying to kneel down and act like I'm tying my shoe to, you know, take care of an irritation or an itch. In this case, I said, you know, let's try something new. Let's let that shit rock. And it turned me on. It literally, you know how they actually, whether you know it or not, they have panties that you can put on. You can buy vibrating panties where you already have a device inside of the panties that stimulate your clit. And this reminded me of those panties, because anytime you're getting any type of stimulation, stimulation is also the cousin of irritation, right? It's working something, poking something, prodding something. And so my panties were basically irritating, poking, prodding my clit. And I chose to see it as pleasure. And you guys, I am so happy that I did. Like, you've got to try this. the next time you have some type of irritation or like your panties are kind of like inside of your coochie lip or like caught on a little piece of hair, do not remove it right away. Become aware of that feeling, of that struggle, of that tuggle, of that irritation, and see if you can channel it from irritation to penetration to where it is probing that particular area. Y'all, it went from like a look like, oh, this walk is uncomfortable to like, oh, this walk is what I needed. And guess what? If it worked for me, it will definitely work for you. Are you guys into private part irritation? Whether you know it or not, you really are. Most porn shows it. You know, the girl, they you open your legs and you get a slap on the coochie. You know, you somebody's patting a pussy. They put their hands around both of your swollen lips and pinch and pull. This is the type of shit that pulls me on, that pulls me. I'm already thinking about my pussy lips. You know why? Because I was thinking about me masturbating today and using my thumb on one side of my coochie lips and my pointy finger on the other side and squeezing my lips together and then pulling up and then a pat pat followed by licking the hand, rubbing it on my coochie. And then getting one of my favorite toys to work her up, followed by Pornhub or Xvideo. I'm typically Googling rough sex or triple penetration. Those are like some of my top twos. I have others. We'll talk about those later. And I'm gonna have an orgasm. Usually, well, lately, my goal has been to have more than one orgasm because I'm really working on mastering the art of squirting. Like right now, for me to squirt, it really takes topical stimulation. I would like to be one of those women who could also squirt from a penis or from oral. So, but the more what I'm realizing is the more I work on squirting, the easier it is for me to control it, right? And so if you are also working on controlling squirting, then just keep practicing. And if you watch my YouTube video on squirting, you know, the number one way I recommend is always topical for clit stimulation. The next way that I like to recommend is for your partner to eat your vagina. And whenever I say eat your vagina, their focus really needs to be a lot on your clit because the topical stimulation makes it so much easier to come, right? So he needs to focus on like licking your clit, sucking your clit, like those. Just tell them to work the fuck out of your clit. In short, work the fuck out the clit. That's what you work the fuck out the clit if you're gonna try that way. But again, I'm always gonna say topical. Use a toy, use your hand, and just fucking rub that shit out. Let me know if you guys are enjoying this new revamp of the podcast. I am. Everything is always pre-recorded, so it's here at your convenience for your listening eargasmic pleasure. You know, tell a sister, tell a brother, tell a mother. Everybody deserves to laugh. Everybody deserves encouragement to feel good. Fuck, everybody deserves the encouragement to touch themselves. And so this is your encouragement. If you have not touched yourself, then I would like you to take your hand and start at the top with rubbing your breast or your nipples. Rub, rub. Squeeze, squeeze. And then I want you to take your hand and don't just go straight to your private part. actually rub it down your abdomen and find your private part. And then you need to be sure you found the right place. And so you're going to scoop it and you're going to squeeze. You're going to press those fingers under the base of it, nice and firm. Until next time, peace, love, and pleasure. Now, if you enjoyed this, or if it was orgasmic for you, don't be selfish, honey. The more, the merrier. Spread the pleasure. Bye.